This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What you just heard was Marika Brownlee on the hot sax.
Oh, no. That's right, though.
Marika, would you care to share the story?
I mean, there's not really a story. We were trying to think of a theme song. The thought of jazz came up. I made a joke that I could hop on my sax really quickly and jam. And then I did, and it sounded bad, but everyone liked that because I hadn't picked it up.
What's your sax history?
I played alto sax starting in sixth grade, I think, because I wanted to be like Lisa Simpson, even though she did not play an alto sax. And then I tried to get into jazz band in sixth grade, did not make
the cut. Much like Lisa Simpson.
Yeah. Also played percussion and was like taking percussion and sax lessons. And then, like, played through eighth grade.
Wow.
And then gave up.
The fact that you played for 2 years, like, a long time ago, feels like that's pretty good saxophone playing.
It was definitely muscle memory. Like, I still know all the notes. I've forgotten how to read music entirely, but I, like, still, like, if someone wrote out, like, E, A, D, whatever, I could play
that
easily.
So how many, like, why have you held onto your sax for this long? That's another question that I have.
It's not the same saxophone. Like, a few years ago, my mother gifted me a saxophone for a holiday.
To Jake's point, you could have sold it for cash / parts.
Sold it for
Wasn't
parts?
That his point?
Like, sold it to buy parts of another sax?
Did you guys know that I also played the saxophone? The alto sax?
No.
In fourth grade.
Really?
For, I believe it was for just the year, though.
Interesting.
I was very bad. I couldn't read the music. I didn't practice. There was more than once where to get out of performing in front of the class, I broke my reed in half so I didn't have to show them that I couldn't play. And one of the times I broke my reed, the teacher still made me just do the notes with my hands and not blow. And I couldn't do that either. So I didn't think ahead that far. Then, thankfully, I broke my hand.
To get out of fucking music class, you broke your hand?
I broke my reed on purpose. I broke my hand by accident.
Trying to break the reed, you broke the hand.
My finger snapped instead of the tiny piece of thin wood.
That's a great premise. I mean, it's not going to happen, but Lonely and Horny Season 3 is Ruby Jade learns saxophone. It's an adult community college class.
I'm incredibly gifted. Wow. Who is that jazz man, Bleeding Gums Murphy style?
That's the only way that he's redeemable.
Should you record this as a video? We've been getting some good content out of our podcast, and it has built-in recording capability. You have to just hit
that
button. All
right, here we go. We are recording.
I didn't show up camera ready. That was like, you sprung that on me. That was a little...
You're wearing a new HeadGum shirt. It's the perfect...
I'd have to change my Zoom background.
I should probably change my background as well.
Oh, I have a sax story. Nice, Jake. Is that the Michigan Capital?
I only had two ready to go, and the other one is Lemon Party. So this is really the only Open Michigan rally is the only one I should do.
It's age appropriate.
What is Marika's? Who is that guy?
Mine's Chris Evans.
Oh, nice. Oh, very nice. He is scholarly. Look at that beard. Amir's is Mars. Jeffrey is Amir. You look so bizarre in that photo.
I do? I think I look better in that photo than I do IRL.
Yeah, I think that's my problem with it, that you kind of look hot.
I look too hot.
You look, yeah, you look pretty good.
Fuck.
You look like if Ryan Reynolds and John Walker had a baby.
I don't know who the second one is, but thank you. Ryan Reynolds is so hot that even half of him is a compliment.
Oh, so my sax story is... very similar to Marika's, but with a more public, or no, very similar to Jake's, but with an even more public fail.
Twist.
I was in a play my fall of junior year of high school.
So this is 2015.
That would have been 2014.
Of course.
And
2014?
Yeah, but I never had a senior year. I graduated a year early.
Loser.
Hey, same.
I did it because Marika was doing it.
Yeah.
Jake, I think, actually did it. I think it was the three of us.
Well, Jake had a 13th grade as punishment for the kill list that they found in his locker. They didn't let him go to college.
Jesus Christ.
What? Knock it off.
He only ended up shooting a teacher and two kids, but he missed a bunch of them.
Oh my God.
Amir looks like he's hosting the Joe Rogan podcast.
This is truly insane.
Let's talk about it.
You're saying the most
blood red background.
You're saying the most insane shit, and you literally just asked for this to be recorded.
Yeah.
You're like, do a video.
As a video.
And then I'm going to make jokes about school shooting.
As a goof. Yeah,
you look like you should be talking about nootropics.
Yeah. But instead, I'm talking about real shit.
So anyway, I was in this show. And I had to learn how to play sax because my character played saxophone. Just because he came back from the dead, and that's how he proved to his friend that he was who he was, said he was. He's like, because only that guy could play saxophone like that.
Uh-huh.
So you had to play it really well.
Exactly right. That's going to be important. So dress rehearsal day, which is when we perform in front of all of the lower school, the little tykes, the little fuckers, right? And the reed is bone dry. The reed is bone dry because I've been having a scene, so I can't go and wet it beforehand.
You don't have, you do not want to have a dry
reed. You could put it
reed.
In a thing of water.
We learned that from the dress rehearsal, Marika.
Right.
Yeah, so I put it out, and I'm like doing the thing, and it's just... And then the next line, we both broke, and then the next line is, it's like it's coming from the dead. And everybody was laughing for like 2 minutes. My director was so upset.
So wait, you know how to play... You know how to play the saxophone pretty well, or no?
I knew how to play that one lick, and even that I couldn't do very well. Have you any hidden talents?
I can roll my stomach, but it's not really a musical.
But you're not
instrument.
Musical.
Yeah, I took guitar lessons around the same age, like the 6th, 7th, 8th grade. So like, I still know how to play chords, but I don't have a guitar.
Yeah, I didn't take lessons, but I picked up guitar, and I only remember how to play chords, and also don't have a guitar, so I understand.
Yeah, but at least you're joyful about it.
I played the triangle at a funeral.
This is Amir on a Bumble date.
I played the saxophone at my grandmother's funeral.
All right, let's next topic.
No, Marika, pause. Go get the horn. Marika, get your horn.
Please, will you? You have to improvise.
Will you get will you play the funeral
dirge?
I don't.
There's only one saxophone.
I don't remember
song.
What I played.
There's only one song, and it's the one that goes da-na-na-na-na-na.
Careless Whisper. Oh wait, no.
What's that?
That's not a saxophone.
It is. It's the one sax song.
Yeah.
Marika, I was thinking at the end of the episode, I was thinking Marika could play that hot sax into the night.
Yeah.
So she plays this out.
It'll be so bad.
The worse it is, the funnier the content.
Marika, wet your reed now.
And wet our appetites.
Just so we don't have a dry reed situation.
Yeah.
What's a reed? Is that like the thing you blow into that attaches to the sax?
So you have a mouthpiece.
I can't believe you're talking to three different saxophone players right now. You could really ask us anything you want.
Yeah, I did. I asked you what's
and
a
we
reed.
Can
and
all
you
answer.
Haven't answered it yet. So Jake, what's a reed?
Nothing is off limits.
Yeah.
Nothing is off limits.
I know. Yeah. So just tell
Marika's
me.
Marika's gonna field the reed question.
Okay.
If you want to ask me about music or notes or how to clean the fucking opening.
Yeah.
Part the tube.
The tube part.
The tube. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll wax jazzical on that.
I'll wax Dixieland.
The reed, so you have a mouthpiece that's like generally plastic, and the reed is a piece of wood that goes like that sits on the mouthpiece, and then when you blow, it vibrates, and that's what makes the sound.
And it's all amplified through Sorry, Marika, if you're done, it's all amplified through the fucking
tube.
Jake, which is the piece that got stuck in your ass in fifth grade? Was that the reed or the plastic part? Because you said you had that situation where you said you tried to blow the saxophone with your ass and I forget if it was the reed. But no, it wasn't reed. It was a different word. Would you say the plastic part was called, Marika?
It was
behind Jake's sphincter.
I never put a sax in my ass in grade school. Okay,
it was in high school.
That didn't happen to me. It was in college. It was when I was pledging a frat.
I said to hell with sax, and I put it in my axe.
Kiss my sass. Holy shit, it's beautiful.
The reed is wet. The day is right. Jake twerking.
Careless
You're
whisper.
Not pledging a frat. You didn't get a bid anywhere. Everybody give one word to describe your week. For me, it is lethargic.
You hate to hear that.
I haven't worked out for 8 days, which is, I was doing pretty well.
I was having the exact same problem, and then I got a kettlebell.
What I wanted to do was get the adjustable dumbbell set, but they're like $800.
They're very expensive, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows that we're all looking for them. I bought a kettlebell on eBay for $125.
Whoa, how heavy is that?
One or a set?
How many?
Just one.
How many pounds?
It's
relax.
I thought about this for a very long time. I was going to get it between 25 and 35, but it felt like I ended up going with 25. And it's because I thought 35 was too heavy. And I regret not going with 30.
Surprised it was that expensive I guess eBay. So
the retail is not that expensive at all. But right. Yeah. I went to Dick's, I went to Walmart, I went to the other one, Target. There was no kettlebells. They're not on Amazon. You had to buy it from this one guy on eBay, and he knows.
A single bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jake, one word?
Oh, yeah. Fucking swangin'.
What's that?
Kettlebell swangin'.
Two words.
My week can only be swinging. Described as swangin.
And then you said kettlebell swangin.
How was it swang in another way?
Well, on Saturday, I went to a bar that was doing like walk away whiskeys, and I got kind of sloshed.
I did see that. You're the one where you make an old fashioned at home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So
yeah,
so I was sort of, I mean, like doing as much kind of like partying, letting loose as COVID would allow. A walk-in cocktail, that was cool.
With anyone or?
I did that solo dolo. I was going to do it with Jill, but she didn't want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
So I did it.
Of course not.
On the dolo.
You got drunk by herself and bought a kettlebell.
Micah not around?
Micah's around. Micah's around. So it's swanging. Micah's around, but not to see me.
Right.
He's available, but not for, we don't hang out.
Oh, he's FaceTiming me.
Because I guess he's.
I'll talk to him later.
Really?
Yeah.
Pick it up and then put the phone towards the camera.
I don't want him to know that we're talking to each other.
Say hello, because
I feel weird.
He hasn't responded to me.
I know. I'll talk to him later.
I feel weird, too, because I haven't talked to my brother in a month.
I don't feel weird.
My wife's gone. I don't know where she is.
Marika, what's your word of the week? Wow.
Swangin'. Word. Don't take swangin'.
Of the week.
Because I already got swangin'.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we'll cut Mike.
I was not.
Cut Jake's mic there.
Going to pick that one. Can I say it was Cardi?
Like Cardi B?
As in Mario. Not in Cardi B, but as in Mario Kart.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Played a lot of Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
Marika's been getting drunk while we play recently, which is concerning.
Not really? Oh, my God. You're drinking and karting?
Rum and Yoshi, she says.
Whoa.
Which is, I guess, a pun on rum and coke.
Hardly.
But only vaguely. Marika with a stretch pun.
Rum and Yoshi. Awful. Have you ever been so high?
Sounds like a noodle dish.
You did a super mini turbo in Yoshi's Island. Can you fucking imagine?
I got hit with a blue shell and I drank blue carousel from a rum shell.
Call me old fashioned, but I prefer dry Bowser and a dry whiskey.
Dry bones and vermouth.
Exactly right.
No, but Marika, you were telling me about your grandfather's funeral, actually.
You played the oboe at that one.
Double read this time.
If you sold an oboe, would it be like $10 or best offer? So it'd be like $10 OBO for my OBO.
Or there's an E at the end. So then what are you going to do?
Of what? There's an E at the end of what? Offer? I don't
oboe.
Think so.
Obviously oboe.
Oh, really? God. Okay. All right. Let's cut from the top until
that.
Now.
That was your worst joke, and you made a school shooting reference this episode.
Joke's on you, because we're cutting the school shooting episode and leaving yours right now. So it'll be you the one that made it. And actually,
there's one line.
Jake is canceled for that.
We really didn't even have to call it back.
Or best offer.
Yeah, we shouldn't have.
You talk like an executive producer, but you live your life.
My word.
I guess a vagrant.
My word, my word. Oh, my word. My word.
You didn't even let Marika. Marika,
she
what's
said
your
Cardi.
Word? Cardi.
I said it was
absolutely
Cardi.
Absolutely, she said yeah. Cardi. And mine's oil.
Fuck you. You absolute.
In that, I'm taking it greasy.
Oil?
Yeah.
Sorry, oil is in you're taking it easy.
Taking it greasy. As in, greasy does it.
I think the weirdest part about all this is that up in the corner in Jeff's video, we can see Amir at his best.
I was tan. Yeah. I was cut.
You were peaking.
I was
Barry LaCroix in hand.
4% body fat. And now I'm fatter, but I weigh less, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like chubby in all the wrong places. I have rice
oily,
weight.
Oily, as it were.
I have greasy rice weight. And it's thin. Everywhere and shiny too, slimy on the day and hard to touch. I'm slick,
yeah,
Bic. I am very sad, but
holding a pencil.
Sell me this lead,
slick Bic.
Nice. Sell me this dongle.
Rongle.
Nice.
That's Randy and dongle. Song of the week, a song that's just an earworm, a ditty, a jingle, something that's been rocking your world in the free world.
Ooh, I have one. The L to the OG dropped on Spotify last week.
The official.
And I have listened to it. The song itself.
How has it not been on Spotify before?
Yeah.
Is this the first time?
Squiggle had the rights.
Squiggle did have the rights. But it's clear that Jeremy Strong like recorded part of it in his home. Like it's not the track from the show. It is a new recording.
Wow. Oh my
it's
God.
Incredible.
Damn.
A lot of choices made. It's good. So I've listened to that like 20 times.
William Strong lives. You think it's Marina Del Rey or
Williamsburg.
He lives in Williamsburg?
Yeah. Nick Rad said that he has seen him around.
Wow.
Why does Nick see everybody?
Awesome. He's a man about town.
Nick's a star fucker.
What? He'll sleep with
He's a little
artists.
Social climber. I love the guy, but I mean, hell, he's only friends with me because I'm famous.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're not famous.
What song did I like? Hold on. Oh, I have a song. I do have a song. It's not really one that I've been playing. Well, all right, here, I'll just tell you what it is. Every time that Jill and I not get into a fight, but we just sort of have like a little tension.
That's
thing,
a fight.
Things,
yeah, continue.
You know, yeah,
it's clearly
not
a fight.
Well, not like a fight, yeah, but just sort of like
screaming.
Yeah, you know, you're discussing things.
Yeah. In a heated
I'm yelling
way.
At the top of my lungs,
fight.
But she's not
That's
here. So it's not really a fight because she's
fight.
Gone.
Yeah.
She's left.
You're fighting.
So it's not, how is it fighting? Anyway,
real quick, you're just yelling in your apartment alone.
I'm yelling in my apartment alone. But whenever you're doing that, whenever you're feeling low, you play that song that goes, I think it's called Little Pretty One, but it's a real nice little it's a balm on a frayed situation, a tension when you're like feeling really worked up and angry or like stressed out, and then you just hear
yeah,
it's like really, don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, it fixes everything for me.
Who sings that song?
Boy George. Although there's a cover by Man George.
Alan Jackson. Little Bitty Pretty One.
Wow.
One Hit Wonder? Or has he done War? I think he did War, where it's like, War!
Huh. Yeah, we
yes.
know the song.
What is it good towards?
My 5-year plan. I wish they all could be Minnesota girls.
Open Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota Girls by the Shackletons is a song that I've been listening to a lot.
Like a parody of California Girls?
It's its own song, but it does reference the Beach Boys.
Reference?
This song was by Thurston Harris.
Not Alan seems. Jackson.
Thurston Dirty Harris.
Battery Harris. It's by Battery Harris.
Great bar.
It's near Battery Harris.
It's near Battery Harris. They played it at Battery Harris.
Amir, song of the week?
Savage, I believe. I don't even know who sings it because it's this person, but featuring a bunch of people. I've been using it in my Instagram stories. Yeah.
And texting me parodies of Savage.
Who's the official artist behind Savage?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's featuring Beyonce?
The Savage remix features Beyonce.
Is this Megan Thee Stallion's first hit?
No, not at all.
What is she famous for?
Didn't she do Curvy Like Me or something?
I don't know about that.
Didn't she do Tonight's the Night?
I also don't know that one.
Anyway.
Did she do Clubbing in the Club?
Right, so that's not a song.
No, she did that.
How does
she
that
did
one
the
go?
One that was like, oh, she well, yeah. It was like, I'm clubbing in the club, club, club. I'm clubbing in the crying in the club.
I'm clubbing in the crying in the club by Megan Thee Stallion.
She also did You Broke My Heart, So Now I Wrote This Song About You. You heard?
Nobody wrote Marika, that. You know that one on sax, right?
Yeah.
You can cover that.
I'll cue that up.
Marika, here's your first TikTok. So you go out to Fifth Avenue and you just play something on sax. And so it's Sax Fifth Avenue.
It's so that's far good. To drag a saxophone to.
Drag? No, without, no one's even on the freeway.
There's a bridge. I don't have a car.
Jake has a car.
I can pick you up. I can figure it out.
As long as you get that.
You have the
TikTok.
Worst hand I've ever seen on a man. Sitting up 3/4 of your frame. You're holding what appears to be a dog leash.
My little boy passed away and I can't stand to drop it.
You're inside, but you keep Luke on a leash.
He's being muzzle trained.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Marika, what are some things that you specifically could make katsu? So, like, it doesn't have to be chicken.
Was that a question or a segment? What's the segment called, if that's the first question?
The segment is Marika waxing katsu on what could be a fried sandwich.
Sorry, Amir, you obviously can't handle anything that's not your segment.
No, because I said, my word of the week was oil, for Marika. And now he's asking her about fried food. It clearly belongs to me. I'm living a hashtag greasy lifestyle, and you're asking Marika about what could be deep fried. That doesn't make sense.
I'm a tin man.
Well, specifically katsu.
Hey, what could be
katsu? Well, can I go first, though?
Yeah, the question was posed to Marika, and Amir interrupted, steamrolled, demanded the question belong to him because he's the grease guy, and now he's got me yelling at him.
Drinking straight gin.
Now I'm talking the most.
That was a bottle of Hendrix.
Marika, the floor is yours.
Inspired by a sandwich that I had when I was in L.A. last time, I would do eggplant. I don't remember what restaurant it was, but I had a really good eggplant katsu sandwich, and it was like very neat, and all of the edges were cut off of the bread in a really cute way. It's very good.
Instagram
you
chic.
Got that the morning after the HeadGum party.
I did. I really went ham. I went by myself to get brunch.
Right.
And I got a coffee. I got a croissant to go and an eggplant katsu sandwich at 9 a.m.
Wow.
Yep. Meanwhile, me and my brother were hungover, sleeping together in a double bed. Where, oh my God, that was the night that we drunk ordered Postmates and then fell asleep before the guy got there.
Yeah, and it was so like on the porch the next day.
Yeah.
I should say, I did not do this. I went to bed.
Yeah,
we like
right.
tried to go to a place to get food after the party, and everywhere was closed.
Then you were like, I'm gonna go to bed, and me and Micah were like, we're gonna order McDonald's and watch 300. And then it turned out that we actually started 300 but also went to bed.
It turns out we just watched
got our McDonald's.
We ended up watching McDonald's and ordering 300 chicken quarter pounders with cheese.
I'm really bummed that we're not going to get to do the 5-year anniversary, right?
I thought we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made a Slack group for it.
Made me sad.
Said
no
HeadGum
Live,
boat.
No 5-year anniversary. We're closing the LA office. What else?
Yeah,
is
I think I'm the most sad. Oh, that's a fun segment if you don't mind me bogarting that idea. Which
Please,
of
Humphrey
these three,
away. Humphrey away.
Which of these three things about the company makes you the most sad? Okay, we're leaving the LA office. HeadGum Live is not happening, or the 5-year anniversary party that we get to hang out with all of the podcasters at HeadGum is off. Really depressed me.
Can I do a fourth?
Just teeing up that segment made me a little sad. All right, go ahead.
I'll add a fourth option because I think there's something that's sadder than any of those three things put together.
If you say something about like 100,000 people are dead or something, that's going to be like really fucked up because that's not fair to me.
It's actually sadder than that. If you can imagine. Right. And I would never say that. I would never admit to that. And I don't think we should even keep this in, but I really think this is sadder than the death toll.
Stop saying we shouldn't keep this in. You've said that in the past three episodes.
I will never have lunch at Almsby again. And don't even like, don't interrupt, don't laugh. Let me get through the full story about what this institution.
Almsby.
You shut up for a minute.
Almsby.
You shut up for one
because
I haven't done talk. I let fucking Marika talk about her eggplant parm for fucking breakfast. Let me get through half a sentence before you cut me off. So
Almsby, for those who don't know, is, well, you explain.
Okay, so for lunch, we would often decide where to eat. That seems like a normal office thing.
You said that was
one second. I'm not even done yet.
They're flying flags at half mast for what? For Almsby?
Almsby served. What are those rounded triangle rice patties with tuna in the middle that cost $4.75 called? I think they're called like omasabi.
I'm fucking crying.
Or onigiri.
Onigiri, that's right.
I think that's the funniest thing you've ever said.
So I would prefer to eat my lunches there. I really would have to. I would like to have these onigiri. And they were very puffy and rice forward, I guess, in a way.
They were too and rice forward.
Overpriced.
It was like 75% rice, and then it was like 20% mayo, and then 5% raw fish.
They were overpriced.
Very little in the middle. But it was mostly rice.
But under riced, I would say.
All rice.
And I would get a two-item
Don't
combo
say they're under-riced.
With a soup for $14 every day that I would go. And everybody loved hating on Almsby except for me. One day Almsby closed. Obviously, they couldn't afford. It was a prime location. They would sell 4 triangles a day and try to hawk other wares at a certain point. They were selling $90 pillows that nobody was touching.
Sounds like somebody else we know.
Almsby closes down, but I assume they'll be back soon.
Almsby closed down way before the pandemic. Like, this isn't something that we lost because of coronavirus. This
I know,
is just
but
like,
I feel like they're,
it was
now
a bad business
now
model.
They're never going to come
their
back.
Their business model
and
was
even
to
if
make.
If they do, I'm afraid I won't be able to have lunch at Almsby again. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bummer.
You think that,
the
they're
party
going to
happen.
Come back after the pandemic when you still can't go to a restaurant?
Yeah, they'll
you
probably at 30% capacity, social distance. You can eat the almost.
Well, they were already at 30%
yeah,
capacity.
Yeah,
they were
at 0%
they
capacity.
Yeah, but I'm saying I can have the misu through the mask, through a straw.
Sorry, your fear is that this restaurant that failed before the pandemic is going to come back after the pandemic when other better restaurants are failing.
That's not,
and then your fear is that you won't be able to enjoy the miso except through a straw.
Well, it's not a fear. It's just you asked me what the saddest part of the summer was, and yeah, it's kind of shitty that we won't have a what was it party Headgum Live or the leaving the office. Those are all like not ideal. But for me not to have Almsby again is a real game/soul changer. So
you're
that's
sad
what
that
I would
you
say
can't drink miso, but you're mad about a restaurant that specialized in onigiri closing. You can get miso anywhere to drink through a straw if you really wanted
to. I could, but it will never be at Almsby, and we will never we'll never have a lunch break near there, maybe ever again.
I thought Almsby was fine, and pretty good even. I liked Almsby fine.
Really?
I think there was a war between the LA people, because Marty really hated it. You loved it. Other people had strong opinions. I would fly in there every once in a while. I like Almsby, just so you know.
Thanks, man. That that fucking means a lot. It really does, coming from you.
Because it
really I wish
not.
It didn't.
That's almost nothing.
I wish it didn't.
Because I can but sit I here and rant and rave about Almsby, but for whatever reason, my voice doesn't carry weight in this place. I'm not a tastemaker like you. So I feel like if between us two and Jeffrey, what do you think about Almsby?
A simple thank you would suffice. Let's just say thank
you.
Can
stop crying.
Jeff, where did you land on that spectrum between Marty and me with regards to W/R/T Almsby? I think you loved it, right?
It was halfway in between. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was neutral. It was net neutral. It was rice. It was fish. It was mayonnaise in a triangle, like you said, in a ball. It was a pyramid with seaweed strips, right? The miso was lukewarm, and Luke was there, and he was in harm's way, which doesn't rhyme with warm, but it's one letter off. And did I mention the yellowtail sashimi was a mayonnaise salad?
Yeah, I guess you mentioned that towards the end.
There's
I
actually
think.
A photo of all of us at Almsby, and I look devastated. And it's a genuine reaction because the rice balls are so covered in egg sauce. There's barely any fish. The ratio is off. That's my only complaint. I would love a rice ball with a 30-30 ratio.
All right, here's another game.
Well, no one even answered your question, and it was a good question. Marika, what are you most sad about between those three options? Don't include the fourth.
Yeah, I've never been to Almsby, so I can't.
You've never been to Almsby?
I never went, and that's fine for me.
Yeah, it's good.
I think I'm most upset about Headgum Live. Yeah, I'm most upset about Headgum Live. So that's the thing that I work on. And last year was really fun. I feel like we hit a good place with that event. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time had by all. So, bummed we can't do it again. Jake's laughing at me.
I'm laughing because I'm so sad. I'm like laughing because I'm like I regret pitching this as a segment so much. I'm like, yeah, this is making me so sad.
Between the Almsby and the live show.
Chicago.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Are you more
that was
sad?
So much fun. You're still thinking
about Almsby.
You're still thinking about Almsby.
Are you sadder about Almsby or the show? Jake. No, Jake, I'm wondering where he lands. Did you say option 2 or 4?
I feel like you're looking at me like an ally because I said I liked Almsby.
Almsby, you said?
You want something from me that I can't give
you. All right, so Jake's an Almsby man. So, Jeff, you're sort of the tie-breaking vote. What do you think you're the saddest about?
What are you most sad about?
Almsby or something else?
I kind of want to give a real answer because it's a lot of 3 sad things. I would say in practice, I'm most sad about not having a HeadGum Live because, yeah, last year was the GOAT. Also, I'm single now, so that would have been fun. But also, I would say, in theory, I'm most sad about the LA office closing because I feel like we'll never be able to give it a proper send-off. And that's been the entirety of my adult working life. My first internship ever was at HeadGum.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah. A lot of good memories. But it's all on film, basically, so that's fine.
That's right.
Yeah, the LA office will live on in footage and in photos, but I didn't even think about not being able to like give it the proper send off.
Yeah.
That makes me sad. That makes me mad.
As someone that has lived through now on my 4th HeadGum office, you'll get over it.
You know what, Marika? That's almost enough out of Marika. All right, play the sax.
If you said that to me about Almsby, I would have lost my shit.
You know what it is, though, is that the silver lining in all of this, and let me just sort of make a meal out of it.
Please do.
That's a negative way to phrase it. You could say you could talk about it, and then if you go on for too long, I'll say you made a meal out of it. Don't say that you'll make a meal out of it.
Let me drag this out for a spell.
Yeah,
can I vamp on this?
We're a podcast company. Like, yeah, we do the videos, we do the whatever, but that's all secondary to the audio. That was the worst office you guys could have chosen for audio.
Why? Because it was in a trucking lane?
It's a loading dock. Yeah, there's commercial trucks driving by hither and thither, and then there's a bunch of startups that just moved in that just blast music. So like, we'll be trying to record, or you know, this is 4 months ago, but and then you just hear and it's just people packing stuff. It's a shipping company next door.
Yeah, but they like to blast their tunes.
So I am looking forward to a quieter office. Yeah, hopefully in Frogtown.
Yeah, you keep
ideally
begging me for a Frogtown location, but I mean, it's not entirely up to
right
me.
Right by wax paper. Yeah. That'd be great.
Although,
what do you mean it's not entirely up to you?
There's like a
it
bunch
actually
of people
kind of is.
Between Marty, me, and Claire, who works out of our LA office, Cohen, we're all going to sort of weigh in and decide together which location is closest to where the next Almsby will be, and then we'll take it from there.
There will never be another Almsby.
That's the right answer.
And that's a good thing.
I haven't had ramen in a year.
They didn't have that.
I know. I'm just changing topics a little bit. I haven't had ramen since the quarantine.
Marika, I think you should play us out.
It's time.
I don't have... nothing's ready.
We'll wait, and Ferris won't edit this pause.
We're going on we should talk about at least one more thing, because I do have to wet the reed.
I think we'll sit here in silence as you wet the reed, and we'll leave all of it in.
That yeah, sounds, feel free to like point really the audio device you're using at the wet. And so then we just kind of hear.
I'm having an aneurysm looking at Marika's screen, sort of shift shape and colored strobe.
Half Chris Evans, half just, I think, are you sitting on a beanbag?
Are you wearing culottes?
Yes. And I am sitting on my floor in front of my bed, which has a very poofy duvet.
It looks very comfortable.
It is. It's from Snow. Highly Ooh. Recommend.
That's Eric Snow's company.
Who?
That one was for Amir.
Thank you. Got it. Tracked it.
We should talk about something else.
It's fine.
No, yeah. Nothing.
I've already spoken my piece.
A pro tip when trying to wet your reed for any sax players out there, especially experienced people, just kind of salivate.
Well, yeah. Then, okay.
Yeah. Okay. You get it. No, you.
Why was
know.
Your Why was your tip for experienced sax players on how to do the most basic?
I don't want
to
give tips to a Jake or a Jeff where it's like, oh, they're not taking it seriously. I want to give tips to people who are going to be playing Radio City.
Okay.
You think that they don't know how to wet their
reed?
This
isn't about me. It's about Marika. It's about her wetting the reed.
You made it about you when you said that you had advice for people playing Radio City. You're right. It's not supposed to be about you. But you said, I actually have advice for professional sax players.
Why am I always the villain at the end of this shit? I mean, we talked about Almsby for 13 minutes.
You really derailed. Did.
You derailed the show.
And it should have been 10 times more.
I feel like every time I look at Amir's quadrant, there's something in his eyes that is like, I'm about to talk about Almsby.
I was just going to mention that you could do half brown, half white rice. Which is a kind of a...
Yeah, that's true.
It's a nice take
that's
on a modern classic.
Awful.
Why is that awful?
A brown rice.
Fine.
Brown rice with raw fish and mostly mayonnaise sounds disgusting.
With tea.
Why more disgusting than white rice with brown fish or with fish and mayonnaise?
Brown rice is like a different, like a chewy texture. It's like nuttier and... feels bad to think about.
Nuttier?
It is a different, I mean, it's a different type of rice. It's got a different taste, a different flavor profile and consistency. But I wouldn't say I'm so disgusted, you know? I think it's fine.
It's like the filling right. up the remnants of a juice cup with water. Some people are grossed out by that.
Oh, God. Yeah, when you do that, that's fucking foul.
Yeah, why is that any... Oh, that's fine to me.
I'd do that.
Yeah, so Marika thinks one
brown,
is gross.
White rice...
What? Sorry.
Almsby! Brown white rice.
My really dumb cousin is on the mic. I'm really sorry about that, guys. He's 4. Was that to the tune of brown eyed girl?
So instead of brown eyed girl, it's
brown white rice.
Almsby! Brown white rice.
Do you remember when we used to eat Almsby?
We used to rice.
By Ham Morrison.
Why
Ham Morrison? We're talking about fish.
I'm saying they could have expanded.
They?
Almsby.
We.
You're now looking at the new CLO of OMSB. That's right, the chief language officer. I'm in charge of translating the whole freaking menu.
I'm the CRO, chief rice officer.
Oh my God.
I bought the IP to OMSB.
Meaning?
I can open the next Almsby.
They also sell jars of dry rice for $20 a pop.
You'd have to talk to the COR about that.
What's that?
The chief operating rice.
It looks like you're dabbing Chris Evans' face like he has sauce on his beard.
It really does.
You would do that for a minute.
It's a, what is this, cork grease? Applicable to you, Amir.
Oh, my word of the week.
Your week.
So you're saying you haven't played sax in however long, and you have cork grease.
Well, before I played it for this thing, it was like,
you know what, maybe
years.
We should do it. We're out of time.
I like,
and
yeah,
honestly,
that's absolutely fair.
Seeing you set up, I think was more
me?
Than enough. Awesome, thank you guys so much.
You waited until her weed was red.
Subscribe, but don't necessarily rate. And yeah,
why? You need the rates. Well, the rates help with the algorithm.
Leave a review on the Almsby Yelp.
What is the Almsby Yelp? That's what I want to see right now.
Closed beyond recognition.
Ever wanted rice to be marinated in ice?
No.
Really?
4 stars. Really? 4 stars, 76 reviews. I'm surprised that a restaurant like that would close.
That's what I'm saying.
We've talked about Almsby for so long.
All right. It's time to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for joining us for episode 3 of the HeadGum Podcast featuring Marika Brownlee, Jake Hurwitz, and myself.
Ouch.
Shout out to
Amir was here.
Oh, sorry, yeah. And Amir Blumenfeld.
You barely said
Ferris
it.
Cut that out.
What do you mean Ferris cut
and
that out?
We hope
Say,
that you
take
guys
it from
had a
the fucking
time.
Top
to...
again. Take it from the top, because you didn't get it clean. I was
You're
talking
right. You
over
know what?
It.
My voice was kind of gravelly.
I'll do it.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Shout out Marika Brownlee. Shout out Jay Kurowitz. Shout out myself. Shout out Ferris. Shout out Marty. Shout out Claire. Shout out Nick Rad. Shout out Andrew Pyle.
Big
shout
up
out
to Nick.
Amir Cohen. Shout out Amir Cohen. Rose for doing the intro. Riley, obviously.
Riley's not here.
Luke.
Riley's not here.
And all of you guys.
Puppy Luke.
And all of you guys. Luke, obviously Luke. Avital, Jill.
I want to know why you're not saying my name. Actually. I understand the bit, but I really want to know why it's happening.
Luke's ears like rose as he spoke.
You said that like it was like an Oscar bait movie trailer.
I want to know.
I want to know why you're not saying my name.
Holding a gun to the dog.
I found a review for Almsby that is, this is really small, but it just makes no sense to me. It's like, this review says the ambiance is the most aesthetically pleasing places I've been to in LA. The ambiance. The service, the workers were really sweet. Parking, my friend and I were easily able to find parking. There's free Wi-Fi. And the review is one star. This is insane.
Because the food is bad.
You guys should do Almsby.
She even
on
says the food
review.
Is only okay. She said it was disappointing.
Amir, next time you come on review, we'll do Almsby.
Thank you.
It makes no sense to list all of these things that are like star worthy and then give it one star.
Someone should do a podcast about that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Feel free to continuing to DM myself. And then also, we set up an email, hgpod@headgum.com. Send us anything that you want us to talk about, segment ideas, locations or commercial real estate for Almsby 2.0.
I'm interested in that. Frogtown
Jake,
style.
So what's your social? Do you have anything to plug?
My social, like my social security or like my like.
Yeah, your social security.
If it was like Instagram or Twitter, it's just at, I was going to say like my name, but if you wanted the social, my number, I don't know if I want to share that, but I'll give you the first, the first three, 581. And then.
Okay. Just give the last five then.
581, 4381. Nine.
Okay. And then the last one. And then just the last one.
I feel like I'm in danger of giving the full number out.
Yeah, Amir just typed out an iPhone note that says, say my name, prick.
Say my name. When no one is an Almsby, say it, baby, I'll eat rice. Why are you not eating rice?
And now
I'm on Instagram. I don't know what else to say. I really am. I swear to fucking
baby,
God.
Baby, why are you not eating rice? You got two voice cracks in there.
There has to be a reason why you're not eating rice.
Say my rice. When no one is an Almsby, say we'll eat at Almsby, you'll be eating rice. Now let's hear the saxophone. The fuck was that? Marika, seriously, play something.
It's the funniest instrument to be okay at. Like, if you're bad, it's not fun. If you're good, it's not fun.
Is that a shofar?
I don't want to do this for a full minute.
Give us a stinger.
Oh, God.
It was perfect.
Bye, everybody.
What a way to go.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.